Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, action, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Well, hello and welcome to, or welcome back to Spark Radio. Let's see if we can get that shut off. Whoop, almost started again. So welcome to or welcome back to Spark Radio. I am your host, Ms. Melanie. And before we get connected with our guest for today, I would like to send our positive energy and prayers to the people of Ukraine. And tonight, I'm excited to bring you Daniel Hahneman, who is a master intuitive business coach. I have been lucky enough and blessed to have met Daniel a number of years ago when we both became certified with the Passion Test with Chris Atwood and Janet Atwood, and have connected on and off during the years. And I'm more excited now because I'm beginning to step into my power with intuition and divine guidance. And so it's a very timely topic, and I'm excited about what Daniel can share with you tonight. So I hope you brought your questions. Grab a friend, message a friend, have them join us. And so I'm going to let Daniel tell you more about himself, but tonight we're going to be exploring energy scans and bringing light work and healing into our businesses and getting paid for it. So I'm very excited to have you. Thank you so much for being here. Welcome, Daniel.
Great to be here, Melanie.
Okay, so far the technology sounds like it's working. That's always an exciting start for me.
Cool. Yeah, that's exactly what I was wondering. I'm like, testing, are we coming through okay? Yes, we are. We're on the airwaves tonight. Okay. All right, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so great to be here with you. Yeah.
Oh, well, I am so glad to have you. And you just flashed me back to the original Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory with TV Mike, the kid who's testing, is this on? I was like, okay. So now I got to get Willy Wonka out of my head and come back to being present right now
with
Daniel.
The golden ticket. We got the golden ticket tonight.
Yes, we do. We sure do. So, Daniel, I am, as I said, so excited to have you here, and I want to get started with helping my listeners get to know you better. So what is it you first want listeners to know about you, Daniel? Because I just did a really brief introduction.
Yeah, no, no problem. Yeah, so I am just another cosmic infinite being, just like everybody else. And the truth of it from there is that, you know, walking this path of realizing something deeper inside myself, that I am this infinite being like everybody else is, has been really pretty profound. We could talk about it, but it basically has led me to doing the work that I do today, helping other people to realize what is more the depth of who they are and what is it that's really wanting to happen through them and their purpose, and what is it that is it, if you were to trust it to unfold, would want to unfold through you in terms of your true authentic nature, your ability to be infinite, your ability to perceive things intuitively and to have fun joyfully in all sorts of ways, manifesting your truest desires, you know, in a way that pleases you. And as I say, it can be, when we let it be, as easy as breathing, or much easier than breathing, because it's just happening. So that's what I really liked, like, is the way I'd like for people to start thinking about who is this guy because that's where I'm coming from when I'm helping people, whether I'm training them to learn about something I call energy scanning, which we'll do some of those tonight, or if they're like, well, what am I supposed to do in my spiritually based business as a healer or a coach or whatever they may be doing as a spiritually based business? What are my next steps? And it always has to do with really understanding, who are you? You know, that's always the first question in business and life in all areas. Who are you really? And then once you remember who you really are in all these different levels as a, you know, infinite being, as a unique expression, and who is that as you, et cetera, and we start to take a look at really what's wanting to unfold through you right now in your expression in the world through a business, then we can really start to put some messaging, marketing, and sales around it, you know, put the systems together and create something beautiful that is harmonic, that honors the creativity, intelligence, and beauty and intuitiveness that's within you, rather than saying, you know, hey, I've got this smart little like system of making money as a coach, just do my thing and you'll make all this money, which works sometimes, but it's kind of flat sometimes for creative ones. I'm like, let me just do me, okay, which I'm all about. I'm like, you just do you. And what I've found and discovered in my business and me coming up through the years, you know, being online as a coach for a long time now, is when I'm just doing what pleases to me and really satisfies me as a soul, that's where I thrive. When I start trying to follow everybody else's advice of how I'm supposed to be and what I should be doing and what's smart, it doesn't work. It just doesn't work out for me. So we've got to get past everybody else's rules and know our own truth and live our own truth. And, yeah, that's really what I'm about. So I really just want people to know the perspective, like, who is this guy? Where is he coming from? Then we could talk more but maybe about my background, but that's where I would love for people to just kind of launch with me. Like, and, yeah, I bet it resonates for a lot of people listening in. Like, yeah, I just want to do me. Well, I don't know what that is all the time, but I sure want I'm interested in knowing more about that.
Well, that sure resonates with me, Daniel. So as I'm sitting going, wow, that just fits in my heart chakra and goes, yeah. And so let's go a little bit deeper, because I'd forgotten to, and I'll invite listeners to click on the link in the show notes to go to your website and read more about your journey, because it was very interesting when I read that today. And I had forgotten that you had gotten a master's in clinical psychology back in the day before you really went on this journey. So if you could take us through a little bit deeper into your journey to discover and step into this purpose and passion that you have, that may help for some of us and the listeners who are going, I don't know if I can do that, because it sounds so easy. It just flows right out of you, Daniel.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure somebody's saying, easy for you to say, just let it flow, let it come out. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just, you know, again, I always like to mention often me as a kid, very awkward, very shy. Again, the light bulb was on. Like I knew things, you know, in these deeper ways, you know, as a kid, and I think lots of us do, but I didn't know how to deal with the world, you know? And so I was very shy, like getting into like the high school years, especially, I got really awkward and really anxious, really depressed, and I was called Mr. Invisible. I didn't really have a whole lot of friends. I had some friends, but mostly as invisible. And, you know, I just didn't show up. I wouldn't ask girls out. I wouldn't engage with life. I was just inward, and I would be journaling, and I was just on a real sense of, like, what's truth really inside of myself. But I didn't like what life was showing me. And so that was kind of how I got started in the formative years there. And then that kind of brought me into, again, journaling, creative writing, and then into psychology. That's what I ended up getting a major in school. And then I'm like, okay, I need to get over all my inhibitions, which I started to do that in college, but I didn't really come all the way through on that yet. So like, I need to do more on that, and I need to learn sales was my feeling. I got into copier sales, did that for about 2.5-3 years, and I was very, very, very good at doing the work. So I would get in front of people. I had to do all these cold calls, usually hundreds per week, kind of the average, and just walking in and out of businesses all day saying, hey, I'd love to talk to you about copiers, you know. And so it was really, really good for me. I was listening to the gurus back there and Brian Tracy and Tony Robbins and all this, and I ended up in a book with Tony Robbins because there was a collaborative thing, Wake Up, Live the Life You Love Living in Abundance. So I got in the book with him and a bunch of other people, Wayne Dyer, Michael Beckwith and whatnot. So, but that was years later, but I had to find my way, and I was really good at convincing my employers to keep me employed, but I wasn't really selling that much. But I had a knack for inspiring people. I had a knack for helping people see the potential in others and in me. Like, don't you see my potential? You know, I'm awesome, right? So that's what I was really good at it at that point. And then I started realizing, okay, this just isn't a fit for me. I think I've gained what I need here. And then I went back and got my master's in clinical psychology. Then I was ready to be finally social with people in the world. Like, I had tons of friends in graduate school. But then my truther inside of me got me in trouble again. And I was accused of asking too many questions, you know, by my professors, and you're too awkward still, you know, you just sit there and listen to people when we do the clinicals. And but then I had people flocking to me saying, like the top students in our class, like, hey, can you look at this case study and tell me what you think of this person? I'm like, why are you asking me? You're getting the better grades than me. Well, because some people just know things, and it seems like you're one of those people. And I'm like, okay, all right. And, you know, so that was one of the first times, like when I used to be really good with like bets and things like that as a kid. I don't really bet anymore. So, but as a kid, you know, I did a lot of that with my dad and friends and stuff. And I always come up with these uncanny predictions, you know, and be like, yeah, you owe me that $20 now, you know. So it didn't show up a lot, but then, you know, it started really showing up during that time. And then, but yeah, I went through a lot during that time. And I was basically told you can't be a therapist, you're no good. But they finally graduated me. I mean, my grades were fine, but they just had all these ideas, like I'm too difficult, you know, I'm asking too many questions, all this sort of thing. And then my first job out of getting my master's degree, I got fired because they said, again, hey, you're no good. You know, you're not measuring up, not doing what you're supposed to do. It's just not a fit, you know? And I'm like, so it was very depressing. I remember crying to my dad about it, basically. And he's like, don't worry, son, you know, you'll be fine. And like, I'll always remember that. Like, he just reassured me. It's just like, you're going to be fine. I know you're going to be way fine. And then he was right. And finally, when I started working with the right company and the right type of people, you know, the right kind of clients, which was the chronically mentally ill at that time, like I actually was really sought after then. You know, I was really, really good at that. At least I felt so, and it seemed like it because I got stolen from one company to another for a higher wage even. And so like everything started to prosper. And then I got into metaphysics and science of mind and became a practitioner of that, which is all about like when people actually live it and its truth is like, I'm infinite. I'm the power source God within me. I am that. And then when we live from that space, it's like everything is possible. We're never defeated. It's only when we buy into that idea and then we forget who we are, right? So like I started learning that. I started utilizing that a lot and I started having better success and joy in my life overall. And then I got online and started to share about these things and coaching people. And then I squeezed in a hypnotherapy certification or two in there. And then, you know, whatever, I did different things like most people do. Had a private practice locally. But then I got online after all that. And then the rest was history from there, really. I mean, I did have a lot of struggles at first. I went for years without making that much money, trying to, you know, sell my services online as a coach. And then this thing with being able to tune in came into me. And I just kind of was psychically melting down. I could perceive all these things and feel like I was one with everything and everyone. And I could see through people's eyes and all kinds of things were happening. And then I'm like, okay, I need to ground this. Then I got this energy scan technique came to me because I asked, how do I ground my gifts? How do I tune into people? And then it was given to me. From that day forward, then I started serving people with that, scanning their energies, their chakras, and everybody would be like, wow, how do you know all this stuff? I'm like, I don't know. This is the thing I do, you know? It was pretty shocking back then in the 2000s. It wasn't nearly as popular for people to be able to do that stuff as it is today. Like, there's many more people that are visible that, you know, seem to have all these capacities as well. And, of course, we all do. But anyway, I was really starting to get a lot of wow factor. And I just really realized I could help other people do the same thing. And once I got to a certain level of success in my business, doing it on my own, like getting new clients and coaching them and having results there, I decided I want to teach other people to use my methods and also to gain clients. And then I did that for years with certifications and whatnot of energy scan training and healing and learning to get clients for people, especially too from the floor up, like just getting started. Some of them, you know, already started, but a lot of them hadn't. Some of them, like people like copywriters and people like from corporate backgrounds and everything that were spiritual would plug right into it. They could do it like right away, you know, with some training. And the rest was kind of history, like I said, from there. Like I started ultimately generating a multi-six-figure business from it. And then in 2017, after doing it for a number of years and having a team, I was just thinking about last night, I had a team of nine people that were supporting the business. Like it was pretty significant. It touches me. It brings tears to my eyes just thinking about how beautiful the whole thing was until one day I just got the message to stop it. I just like stop. So I stopped doing it the way I was doing it under the umbrella it was under. And then I was just guided to just call myself Your Sacred Purpose. And really just brought me into getting into that deeper space within. Not that I hadn't already been in that space to some degree, but like I was just like, okay, no, you need to go deeper. And so in that journey, that whole thing was born. And along the way, I just, you know, I just was doing a lot of one-to-one intuitive coaching. And I'm happy to say I'm back with doing the energy scan training. And that, you know, there's many things I learned during these last few years that were important for the next steps, but I'll keep it at that for now. But I'm back helping people to learn how to use energy scanning to get clients and higher level clients, and also do the intuitive business coaching, particularly for people that are more established at six to multi-six figures in their business and even beyond, and having a ball serving them as a channel and intuitive business coach, et cetera. So that's my story. It's kind of was long maybe, but been essentially my journey. And finding the passion, just really get back to your actual question, was finding the passion was just realizing I'm infinite. Like that was like one of the big things. I'm infinite. And then that opened to me this gift of scanning ultimately. And then, wow. People need to know they're infinite. People need to know they have these gifts. And that's what still drives me to this day. And it does, really does. It brings tears to my eyes. You know, it brings such emotion to me because so many of us think we're so limited. And, you know, the truth is that we don't have to suffer from any of this stuff that's going on if we opt out. You know, it's like we're on all these email lists and like, you know what I mean? Like we're on all these like lists, like, okay, all right, I got to join this list, that list, like different ideas. Like I'm looking at it as like ideas, like they're like email lists. Yeah, I'll take all your information. Sure. Oh yeah, this is probably really important. So we stay distracted. We don't remember who we are. And then that totally just like keeps you feeling lost perpetually. And like, yeah, who's going to feel any passion? You're probably going to just think, get a job and try to get by. And that's about it, you know. But when you remember who you are, you start to realize like the gifts that you have to give to the world. And when you find that core, like I found my core of what I'm here to share, what I'm here to do, that's what keeps you like really passionate, because you know, like you find your soul purpose, you know, you find that thing, that calling, like that never will leave you alone once you really awaken to it, and it'll keep you going, you know, no matter what. So you really have to get into that no matter what energy, and that will always win the day, you know, when you get into that, because there's something you're here for. You're here for a unique, specific purpose at this time. And when you really awaken to that, when you really understand and recognize that, and that really gets turned on inside of you, there won't be anything that can really stop you. Maybe you'll hesitate here and there. You got to work through your stuff, but you'll never want to stop. You'll want to do the thing you've come here to do and realize what you've come here to realize.
Oh, wow. And again, it sounds so easy. When you hear it and the reality of that, that yes, being infinite, and yes, of, well, and in my work with helping people to optimize their brains and minds to maximize success and joy, that's the core of everything I do. And so in our conversations, especially recently, it's been, you know, trying to find the quote, right way, best way to do that. And I laughed when you were talking about subscribing to all these email lists, because I do subscribe to many and read a very, very small percent, because every day it's like I'm intuitively guided to which ones I open, and it's always the right ones at the right time. So I've yet to, well, I've unsubscribed from some that I haven't opened for ages, but just have not unsubscribed probably from enough, but I'm not spending my time there. And I think, you know, that idea of we want to know more. I'm very high in the nurturing heart as well as understanding knowledge and continuing to learn. So there are those two pieces that I bring to all of my work in training and coaching. So helping people to discover their purpose and to get out of their that self-talk voice that started chiming in at about age 7 for many of us. And we don't remember the time before that voice was there or when it actually started. Some people do because it was pretty scary that all of a sudden there's this conversation going on in their head. And we don't know that a lot of that language is coming from the lessons we learned as children to keep us safe. And then we've just, that went right into the unconscious and that whole fear of strangers that we had to protect ourselves is one example. When people, I can't get up and talk to people now as an adult. Well, that's because they're strangers. And so we can unpack some of that. But thinking about as people try to go, well, what is my purpose? And I love doing XYZ, but who's going to pay me to do XYZ? So how do I do what I love and make a living to support myself and or my family? Because who's going to pay me for that? And I think I jumped ahead to my question about, well, that is the next question, which is the fears around not only, it's a little divergent, but the fears are, if I really step out and do what I love, who's going to pay me? And then if part of that is adding healing or to the spiritual topics, like I've been very comfortable saying that I listen to my intuition when I coach. And so I'll always preface those kind of things with, this is what I had to say right now. Tell me how it lands for you. And so I trust that. And as I look at my purpose, brain, and mind, a lot of the spiritual pieces are, to me, opening up the mind and opening up that connection to spirit, which is, I think, expanding that part of my optimize your brain and mind aspect of my business. So that said, taking a look at the fears people have both about, you know, how do I know that what I love to do is really my purpose? And or if healing or bringing spirituality into my work, is that going to open doors for me, or is that going to cause clients to go somewhere else? So I'll let you unpack in here all of that.
Yeah. I mean, getting back to some of the stuff you're sharing about yourself, I mean, there's a reason, there's specific reasons why you are focused particularly on development of the brain mind, you know, what you're calling the brain mind. Like, there's specific reasons. I'm sure you even know what some of the reasons are. Like, I'm sure you do, but it's like there's specific reasons. So, like, for me, like, there's specific reasons why I'm so connected to the idea I'm infinite. You know, one basic one is just, like, we've been told, like, you know, you're only so much. Like, one of the things I always got was, well, you don't look like much, you know, like, you know, if we're out on the football field, probably someone looks at me like, I'm not worried. I can probably knock them over or whatever, you know, the bigger guys especially. But, you know, you're out on the football field and then you meet me, you know, you could be like, there was this ex-football player, you know, like on the football field, we're playing like whatever, you know, tackle with no pads and everything. Like when I was a young adult, I remember this. I was like, when I get clear and I use my infinite power, there's nothing that could stop that. Like, I literally was able to push this guy back. He's like 300 pounds, but I was so clear. I was like, wait until you see who I really am, you know, like, and so like again and again, like that's been like my journey is to show to myself and then help other people to see it for themselves. That's one of the things that really turns me on about sharing energy scanning with people. Like, listen, this is for real. You know, you guys wake up because there are so many opportunities that are increasing to tell you you're something else. Like, actually, you're just like code, and we can hack your code. We can take you over. Like, those messages have already been coming, and they're coming stronger and faster. And so you have to be more awake than ever before to really be able to thrive and even survive. And for some of us, I hate to go to the fear stuff, but it's true. It's like we have got to wake up. And so you got to be who you are. If you're already spiritually in of nature and you have these gifts, you just can't not be yourself, or you're going to end up in the throngs of people that are going to be in incredible suffering the years ahead. It's not, these are not the same days as the past. Like, oh, you kind of get by, you do your thing. It's not going to be like that anymore. It's going to be either you're thriving or you're really suffering quite significantly. The pain's going to get worse because everything's asking for you to wake up. That's just how it is. It's the real deal right now. And it's not just me, but it's many other people that are very oracle-like. My oracle friends are saying the same thing. Everybody's saying the same thing if you listen around. All of us are saying the same thing. You got to wake up. No more messing around. So let's unpack the idea. Are people going to be attracted to it or not? It doesn't matter. But they will be attracted to it because that's what's meant to come through you. That's what it's going to be attracted. You cannot see the shift until you allow yourself to be who you are. You won't work anymore. You might have been able to get by with it by like 20, 30 years ago, right? Or 10 years ago, maybe. Maybe you can get by with it here and there, but you're not going to be able to in the future. Even now, like even now, many of you can't do it anymore. It just gets to a breaking point where source is just, you know, source, God, whatever you want to call it. It's like, no, that's enough. All right. Your time's done. It is this way, or you're going to get more pain because we're giving you feedback. We're just trying to tell you going in the wrong direction. That's all it's trying to do. And yeah, there's always going to be people that think you're crazy and you can't do that and this to that. That's going to continue to happen. That's going to continue probably to the day you transition. There'll always be those people. But of course, those aren't the people you're meant to help. So you're going to help the people that are looking for that. And that's what's key, is to identify. Yeah, I hear people say these things all the time. Who's going to want that? You know, everybody's going to think I'm crazy. Or, oh my God, I'm going to charge for all this stuff. Yeah, like I know a lot of people do this stuff for free. What are they going to think of me? And then I charge for it. Well, those people aren't the people you're supposed to hang around anymore, most likely. No, you're supposed to. You gotta move out of those circles. You need to step into circles that support who you really are. You likely have an intention, if you're listening this long on the show, that you want to claim your spiritual gifts and you want to thrive financially serving other people with your spiritual and deeper gifts. So that's just a fact. That's just what's wanting to happen for you, and you've got to honor that. It's kind of like there's not really a choice. You could choose to just suffer, but, you know, eventually the pain gets to be too much, and, you know, it kind of is like, you know, you could choose to go down that path, but it's, you know, you're going to be dealing with a lot. And, you know, you just don't want to go that way anymore. So, and if you feel the truth in that, then, you know, there's your confirmation. I'm just here to point to your own truth, you know.
Well, and I think, too, as listening to you and with everything going on, and I, in another group that I've been involved with for the last year and a half-ish, one of the topics that came out in this is called the Never Ending Miracle Group challenge, because we keep revisiting these 10-day challenges. Florence Scovel Shinn, I had never heard of her, and she wrote in the 1920s about mm-hmm. things that now are confirmed in quantum physics, that everything is energy, yeah. And it's, you know, well, I'm a firm believer that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, a la Richard Bach. And mm-hmm. so, yes, all these different pieces are coming for me. And I think that in what you said about, you know, trying to find the right way, or will it be accepted? And it's like, well, the people who are looking for you can find you because you aren't putting yourself out there and doing right. what you love. And I coach people too. It's like, if you love making quilts, guess what? There are people who want to learn how to make quilts, people that want to buy quilts, whatever your strength is. And I was chuckling because I had the opportunity to actually do a trainer's training last week with people who are doing training as part of their job, but they've never had been taught how to do it well, or what even makes good training. And so I forgot. It's like, yeah, I am a trainer's trainer because I get what's going on with the brain and the emotion engagement and things. And before I start a session, as I'm driving to, or before I have a session, I always ask Archangel Gabriel to guide my words so that they come across to make the most positive difference to the person receiving them. You know, mm-hmm. And so I do spiritual things, but I haven't done them publicly before. Mm-hmm. So as I'm listening to you, and I'm guessing there are some people listening to this interview as well who are like, well, yeah, I do some practices, or I have, you know, I get these angel whispers, some people call them, where, you know, mm-hmm. I listen to that. Like, I had the last week, I had the slide clicker. There's a term for it, but we call mm-hmm. it slide clickers, in my hand before I went to this seminar. And I thought, I don't need this today because we're at a university. They've got them. So I wasn't there 10 minutes unpacking stuff. And my co-facilitator who works there said, did you bring your clicker with you? Because my batteries are dead. I'm like, oh, I didn't listen. When I had it mm-hmm. in my hand, I paused. Right. And so it's when we get those moments and that intuition mm-hmm. of not drowning it out with all the noise and of all the stuff going on, because I don't watch the news very much anymore. I get highlights from my husband or my son, because there's nothing I can physically do to change things around the world other than to be in my best space and my positive energy and make a difference where I can. That's my personal philosophy. So listening to you, Daniel, and trying to figure out what my purpose is and trying to find my, quote, right niche for who I serve, and listening to that voice, I'm excited to work more with you. I want to talk a little bit about your Facebook group, because except for this Monday when I was trying to get my taxes done, I've really enjoyed connecting with you there every Monday. So can you talk, before we get into energy scanning real quickly, can you talk about what you do in Rock Your Sacred Purpose, your Facebook group?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, that's great what you just shared. Yeah, well, we have to listen to that voice, right? We all relate to that. I like to add one or two stories immediately pop into my mind from recently. Like, can happen to the best of us sometimes, right? Like, oh man, I knew this was going to happen. Why didn't I listen?
Like, yeah,
absolutely. So, at the Rock Your Sacred Purpose group, Facebook, what we do there is right now I've been going through a Power Surrender series of Facebook Lives. That's kind of the main thing I would say in the group is we do the Facebook Lives every Monday at 3 p.m. Central. And what I do is I talk on a subject that speaks to me to talk about is that relates to purpose and sales and business and all that sort of stuff, spirituality. And I share on that topic, and then I do some group energy scanning and individual energy scanning too. And then typically I'll do some channeled messages and channel prayer and those sorts of things every Monday at 3 o'clock Central Time. So yeah, it's definitely for people that want to go deeper within the presence within and claim their power and their gifts and to make that difference from that space. That's what it's designed to support people in that way of being. So yeah, wonderful place to connect with me. People love coming on to get their energy scans, and you know, well, who knows? You would know better than I do, like what it is you all get from it. But I know people love to be able to get the support and the downloads that come through on the Facebook Lives.
Yes, and I think as you were talking about moving beyond the people who aren't supporting you to grow into that purpose, to grow into your best self, to connect with God, source, whatever, the quantum field, whatever you call it. And the people who are listening to you and connecting with you on those Monday, the energy in that group is so positive with not only the comments, but just in the space of being there. So I will add that link to the show notes afterwards so people can connect with you there as well. So that said, and I've also appreciated, enlightened sales, because there is an idea when you do healing work and service work that you have to do it for free.
Yeah.
So can you talk about that a little bit? That yes, you can make money too.
Yeah, right? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's what I suffered from back in the 2000s when I first got started. It was the idea that, I was making some money in my private practice, not enough to pay all my bills, but I was making money there doing my hypnosis packages and counseling and billing insurances and all that kind of stuff. So, I had some familiarity with, receiving money for services and even selling my packages, my hypnosis packages at the time. And, so that was all great and well, but once I went deeper and I started realizing like what I was capable of on that spiritual level and started getting more into the energy healing realm, it's like I had already been doing it for free because I was doing that sort of stuff at the church I was at. Like we would do that sort of stuff and with the healing. And so it was always for free, and that was just part of a community thing unless we could be paid. Like if somebody wanted a more in-depth session, we could charge for it, but it was, very little was the recommended amount, so it was no big deal. And so, there's that whole vibe that if you're doing the healing work, you're doing spiritual work, you can't charge, or you got to do it very minimally, and, like all that kind of stuff for the smallest price possible. And that's just so ridiculous, but most people have that conflict. Like I remember being when I go to seminars and stuff like that and I talk, like I ask people, how many people have conflicts between your spirituality and money? Everybody's hand goes up. All of them go up. It's not like anybody doesn't, but even people who are making lots of money, the hand goes up. So the truth is it couldn't be further from the truth. I would say it's just the opposite. Spirituality and money go hand in hand. How could it not, right? So it's just all the programming that we get that somehow, and then the idea of what is spiritual, right? I say your plumber is pretty spiritual. I mean, they're tuning in by looking at your pipes and seeing what you need and making sure everything's flowing right and everything, right? So they're pretty spiritual. It's pretty sacred and spiritual that they're there to do a sacred service to support you and having water in your house. That's pretty important. That's pretty sacred. Why is it any different with energy work? Why is it any different with using our spiritual gifts? It's just another bandwidth of our being, right? No different than being a plumber or a ditch digger or anything else. It's a gift we have. Some people are really good at digging those ditches. Some people are really good at the plumbing. Some people are really good electricians, right? Or really good, you know, corporate managers or whatever. Oh, a lot of you want to get out of that, I know. But yeah, but there's a lot of people that are talented at that. So it's no different. It's just, you know, you're being guided by a spirit. You're being guided by source either way. But yeah, sometimes people feel like, well, if you're representing the thing itself, oh my God, now it's really sacred and pure. We better take the money out of it. That's a judgment of money itself. It's like, I really believe, like a lot of people anyway, at their core, if you go to their core, they don't believe money should even exist. They believe we should just freely give to each other. And the truth is, they're probably right. You're like, that may be the more evolved way to be, but it's just simply not, it does have its limits though, and it's just not the way the world is. You know, it has limits. Like, you know, if you think it through, which I won't do on the show today, but like if you think it through, it has definite limits. And there's a lot of good from money. You know, if you just even go to bartering, right, just for a quick example. Well, let me give you, like, you know, all these Ginsu knives that I make, and then you're going to give me, you're going to clean my house. Well, I don't want any knives. You know, I don't need 20 of them either, by the way. You know, like, it just doesn't make any sense, right? Bartering all the time is no good. Okay, we're all just going to freely give to each other. Well, all right. Well, what happens when, you know, your neighbor who's making something that everybody wants runs out of supply that is maybe really important for somebody, but because everybody could just take whatever they want, now, you know what I mean? Like, there's different limits. There's got to be some kind of system. Right now we're in a money system. And all these systems are just made up. And when we get into the magical center aligned energy of who we are, any system will work. Any system will work because it transcends all the current systems. So whether it's crypto, it's fiat money, it really doesn't matter. It's just going to change anyway. Everybody's into crypto now. Well, give it some time. You know, I don't know how long it'll be. Then that'll be defunct. Oh, no, now here's the new thing. Whatever it is, it's always been a new thing. It used to be clams and shells and whatever, you know, like, all these rocks I even heard, right? Like all these different forms of currency, it always changes. But what doesn't change is we're magic. We're magical manifestors. And so we have to just realize, okay, we've got to just get over it and that we are meant to thrive and prosper. And you can do it from the magical connected place of who you truly are, bringing your true gifts out into the world and being awake to like just what is going to serve the people I'm trying to help. And just be focused on that. You know, I always look at, like, the money is the detail, ultimately. And if I ever slip from that, you know, like, that's where I'm going to suffer. That's where I'm not being awake, right? Like, yeah. If I ever slip on it, I'm like, oh, my God, I need to pay my bills. Hopefully they're going to hire me. Oh, my God, what a horrible state of being. I mean, it's horrible. So it's like, instead, it's like, I'm just excited to help people today. And, you know, how many people can I help? And if they're, you know, after I do some scanning for them or they come to a group I have or whatever it is, I be of full service to them. And if I offer an invitation to more and they're truly a fit, then, you know, I'll do my best to help them to come on board. And, yeah, there's an exchange, right? I'm gonna exchange my time and energy for you to invest so, you know, so that everything can circulate, right? It's just part of the overall circulation of life, the circulation of, like, I have things that people that are going to want money from me, right? So I tried to not do it the other way. Hey, I won't take the money, but, you know, everybody wants money from me. That doesn't work. That lands you in bankruptcy and losing your house and everything. And I've run into that many years ago. I did that one. You find out, like, you could be very unselfish, but you're being very selfish because everybody in the world wants you to circulate money. Everybody wants you to circulate money. That's the prosperity. The prosperity isn't in the quantity. This is like some weird idea somebody come up with. Oh, it's how many dollars are there. No, it's not so much the quantity. It's the circulation. The more the money circulating, the more the prosperity is.
Yes, and that's such a a different way of looking at it. It's the receiving yeah. and the giving, because when I receive more, then mm-hmm. I can pay more for things. And
right.
and exactly. yeah, money is as an and it's just a way to express energy. It's not good, bad, or otherwise
right.
unless we make it so. And
right, exactly.
that's, it's been right, really insightful. So it's absolutely okay to say, yes, money is just an exchange of energy. And when we look at it that way, then it's an exchange of money for the energy of the service I provide. And that's a mindset shift for a lot of people. And it, for me, too, I've worked so many years in nonprofit, not-for-profit realms. And so to look at, yeah, and there are people who are happy to pay larger sums of money for transformation. And
right.
that's okay, too. Then I can have some bandwidth to help people who maybe cannot pay as much money and still
right.
be able to support my family and myself. So definitely a mindset shift. So thank you for going there. I got about 13 minutes left and I want to talk about energy scanning,
wow.
what that
mm-hmm.
is.
Yep.
And I will open the lines if we have listeners who want to call. Otherwise, you can use me as
mm-hmm.
your example for how energy scanning works. So let me give that number before we
mm-hmm.
go there. The number is 347-215-8390. So if you'd like an energy scan. Okay, Daniel, if you want to talk a little bit more about what it is, and then if I don't have anybody else, I would love an energy scan.
Sure, sure. So energy scanning is just, again, just the natural ability to be able to harness the infinite intelligence within ourselves to be able to perceive what's going on within somebody's energy field and within their, you know, you could say into the Akashic Records and stuff like that. I don't formally do it the way Akashic Records readers do. Okay, we're opening the records now and all that. I'm not making fun of it. It's perfectly fine and awesome. It's just like I just don't do that formal process. I have my own way of just tuning in and getting all the information that anybody else or any other sort of reader would do. But I'm just kind of going direct to it. I'm just like, okay, what's in their energy? What's in their chakras? Like I'll go through your chakra system. Most of your listeners are probably familiar with that. But, yeah, just looking at that those, that deeper energy within your energetic body and seeing what's going on there. And just taking a look at who you are as a soul intuitively. So it's just intuitively looking at the energy and just reading it, basically, about perceiving what's going on with it. Being able to share messages that give you new awareness or reminders, too. Like sometimes you know the information, like, oh, yeah, that, of course I know that. But, like, it reminds you. And it also, often I am able to make, I'm able to perceive things and give wisdom to people in ways that awaken them and help to create breakthroughs. I seem to remember that happening to you not that long ago, Melanie, you saying something like, or at least I perceived I helped in the process, like something like, I think like I had been talking about, hey, get bold, make offers or something like that. And then you came back and said you had a new client or something. I don't know, but that happens whether it was you or somebody else, but like,
it
I
was
just
me.
Know like that. Yeah, you're one of them, right? It's like
yep.
it was like two people that same day. I was so happy that day about that. Like I was just like, oh, see, all they need is a little encouragement sometimes. You know, sometimes that's all people need. It's like, come on, you can do this. And we start dialing it in, and it comes from just channeling. That energy is huge. So anyway, I'll leave it at that. But that's basically what it is.
Okay. Well, I don't have any callers, so let's do an energy scan with me so listeners can get a sense of how energy scans work.
Cool. Yeah, so one of the things that people, and I'm going to get into it in just 1 second. One of the things, because it really only takes me, three to five minutes usually to do a quick one. So, I think one of the things that people, you know, typically feel about me with the scanning is the accuracy, but also the speed at which I'm able to do it. And, you know, I really feel like everybody is capable of doing such things. So, Melanie, I could just start saying anything and just scan everything. Is there any, like one specific question you have to just kind of set me off on a rampage?
As I'm looking to launch the new website and launch this new Superwoman Sanctuary vessel as a vehicle for my work. Any guidance around that would be appreciated, or whatever else comes through as far as income.
Sure. I just get the first download is just to your, I know you've already been doing this, but they're showing me you're creating that nest for it. And so there's like, give it a little time, so it's requiring you to be full on. So you need to be full on with your superpowers, full on with being all of you, and full on, being who you are. That's what's going to make it work. It's not so much all the other stuff you're thinking is thinking, your brain is thinking is what I want to say.
Yes, it is. It's that voice in my head going, did you think about this when we do that? Sorry, I interrupted.
No, that's all right. So that's the key. I mean, that's the short answer. Then we tune into your energy to give you some more insights and support. I repeat myself a lot with people who have gotten scans from me before, but you have that ability to channel, and you're starting to utilize it now, and so that's great, but they're just saying, just more, grow as deep as you possibly can, because that's part of your superpowers. So if you're having a superpower program, for super women or whatever it all is going to be called, but you have to demonstrate your superpowers to the nth degree. I mean, as much as possible, at least. And it's not an unworthiness thing. It's just a matter of like, you already have the abilities there. It's just a matter of unleashing those and really having people see you be the full example, not like half the example. Half the example mean like you're not even going to trust yourself enough, and therefore you'll yield smaller results and smaller price points for the program because you don't even trust yourself fully yet. So it's like when you start trusting the bandwidth or the power of what you're able to channel for people, for the solutions, ideas, and support you can give to them by the channeling that you're capable of, your brain will work at a whole another quantum level, right? Like it'll work even more optimally, obviously. So your brain wants to try, the history is that the brain wants to take over for so many of us. And you're, of course, no exception, being a brain expert, right? So your brain wants to take over, and it's like, no, that's not it. Like, let source take over. Let God take over, channeling through you to lead the way. And it does make me think about, like, the Bible and all that. Like, who am I to be able to do these things? Like Moses or whatever. Like, it's like, well, who are you not, I mean, the Marianne Williams said thing, right? So who are you not? I mean, you are it. You are who you perceive you are. So it's a matter of getting past the hesitation, realizing your protection is actually entrusting, letting that flow through you. So you've got that big connection in your crown chakra. You've got that ability to perceive like how the world really wants to come together, how things do want to come together, that there is peace and unity on the planet. But if only people would perceive it, if only people would tune in to the cohesiveness that does lie within their brains and therefore in the global brain. Like you can point, you're the ambassador for that, and you're helping these women to tap into that and to support the world into that. So that's what your superpowers are in part. And then the reluctance, like for an example in the throat chakra, is just, I don't know, X percent of the time, half or less, like you'll trust your voice to kind of lead the way, but then you're like, maybe I should let other people lead the way. That doubt comes in. Let other people lead the way. They've got a lot of good information. And so there could be a concern of your voice can get very strong, very loud, very strong and loud, and can be very commanding even at times. So
Yes.
There's a concern with that. There's a concern. Where am I leading them to? Am I a worthy leader? And we're here just to remind you that, you know, you may feel like you may lead people astray, not because you're not of good intentions, but because you're concerned that you just don't know where it's going because the source is leading you. But you can allow people to claim their own power to decide if they want to come along for the ride or not, and to trust other people to do so. You know, not to take so much responsibility for their results, for their choices. You're just leading the way based on what you're being guided and asked to do. How many times do we make choices based on our guidance, and then it doesn't turn out the way we thought in our minds, but we needed the experience? You got to realize that same thing happens when you're leading other people. They may be like, oh, I'm doing it. You know, I'm going to do that thing you asked me to do. And they're like, wait a minute, I don't know if that really worked out. You know, these things happen. You know, other times it's going to work out perfect, but sometimes it won't. We're very sensitive to the few times it won't work out. So we're very sensitive to that. But when it doesn't work out, you have to just realize there was something they're meant to learn about from that, and to come back to that spiritual teacher, spiritual master teacher that you are. Oh, okay. Well, you're well still. What did you learn from that? I know we're coming to the end, so, but yeah, those are some of the things coming through.
And that's exactly what I tell clients when things don't go mm-hmm. the way that they were expecting them to go.
That's
is,
great.
What
that's
is the
great.
Lesson that mm-hmm. you learned? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, okay. I needed the reminders, and appreciate the had the insights on some pieces that I hadn't thought of before. So we'll talk later, Daniel, about that. In the meantime, if we go over our hour, it'll still record. It just won't be live. So if you're listening and you don't get this end information, definitely hop on the recording and you can slide the player towards the end, because I want to give Daniel a chance to talk about how to connect with him, both for energy scanning and then what's coming up for him. So how do people best connect with you to learn more, to have a scan? Tell people how to get connected with you, Daniel.
Yeah, thank you. Definitely through the Facebook group is a really, really good way to do it. So go to Rock Your Sacred Purpose on Facebook and join that. And again, you can, you know, learn more about me there. You know, we have daily posts, I think almost daily posts in there. And then we have the Facebook Lives, 3 p.m. Central on Mondays, with energy scanning, channeling, and all this sort of stuff. So what you just saw, you could be receiving. You know, like, is that fun, you know, and you get more wisdom and support to rock your sacred purpose. The other place would be through your Sacred Purpose website. If you want to go there, there's opportunities to take advantage, for example, of the Meditate, Make Money meditation, where you get awakened to what I was talking about today. You get awakened to the connected energy. You get the connected energy for money to come into your life, because you're getting energetic attunements, but you're also getting like the mental clarity too from your guidance of what wants to happen for you right now. So there's a special sauce in that recording that people perceive in it. They're like, I don't know what you got in there, but it's good. Like, so check that out. It opens up your chakras and energies and gets you that, your money mojo going. And people definitely make more money listening to that meditation, at least the people that have been giving me feedback that listen to it regularly. And then
I will put a link to that, Daniel, in the show notes as well.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. And then the other thing is on the main website at yoursacredpurpose.com, there's also an opportunity there to get your own energy scan consultation. So you can, you know, apply for that. I typically, you know, I am working with all kinds of coaches and healers to help them learn how to do the energy scanning. So that's an option. And then on a one-to-one basis, again, I tend to work with people that are, you know, usually at six plus figures or more in developing their business and deepening their own gifts and power. It doesn't end. You know, there's always more, right? So you can check that out there as well. And the last thing I'll mention real quick is the Power Surrender Retreat, which is actually next week. So getting this to recording late, much later, you know, that'll be over already. But April 28th through the 30th, I think. I did send you a link, Melanie, for that. So if you want to put that in there, that would be another
thing to
check out. And you'll definitely learn about it, too, if you go to the Facebook group, because there are some postings in there on that. So that's basically it.
Okay. Yeah, you have a lot going on. And like I mentioned before, and you mentioned, too, earlier, it's when you surround yourself with people who are moving the same direction as you, not necessarily doing the same things you're doing in the world, but that sense of a bigger purpose, that sense of connectedness, that sense of being infinite, of the spiritual quantum field source God connection that we have. It definitely makes a difference when you can find that tribe or that space, which Daniel holds very well. And I very much appreciate that. So I want to thank you for being with us. And my last question to you is, what are three important ideas that you would want my listeners to take away from our interview today, Daniel?
Yeah. Well, I think the first one's almost obvious. You could almost answer it for me. That is to remember you are infinite. You know, you are the thing itself. You are that infinite, infinite power, infinite intelligence. You are infinite. That is the number one thing, because if you can be awake to that, when your brain starts saying, I'm only so much, I'm this and that, you can just, wait a minute. No, I remember I'm infinite. Okay, so therefore I declare this, whatever it is. When you come from the acknowledgement, like I am infinite, and then you declare something, watch out, it's happening. It'll start happening, I promise you. May not happen instantly every single time, but it's going to be happening if you continue to just stay in that energy. So that's the first thing. The second thing is just that, you know, you do have these abilities that I talked about. You have the ability to be able to do energy scanning. You have the ability to do that. Notice how you've always had the ability, like how you already are perceiving things about people. You're reading people's energies. Like that's tends to be the truth, like when people come to me, but they just don't know how to do it, you know, at the level I do, or don't fully trust it. You know, they don't fully feel like they could really do the whole thing that I do, right? So you can do it. You have the ability. Trust it. The last thing that comes to mind, an awareness, is, you know, there is great power in not only, like there is power in motivation and all that stuff. Hey, I love that too. But there's far greater power in the power of surrender. You know, there is great power in just giving yourself to who you are. You know, if you even just look at surrender that way. I'm not like surrender, white flag, I give up on everything, get really passive. Like, no, it's surrendering like to the truth of who you are, which allows you to harness like the energy of who you really are, and then to bring forth who you really are in all the ways that you're meant to. Whether you want to speak to millions of people or you want to start your coaching business or whatever it is, whatever your thing is, it's going to allow you to do that because you've finally given yourself to who you are. We've walled off many aspects of who we are. You know, we make certain things wrong. A lot of people call it shadow work, right? Like, I don't want to be too greedy. I don't want to be too this. I don't want to be too that. I say be all of it, and trust me, you will do good in the world. You do tremendous good. None of it's really wrong. It's a matter of, like, really just embodying and being all of who you really are. What are you not willing to feel? What are you not willing to feel? What aspect of who you are, like as a personality even, what is it you're not willing to feel? Like there's something you're not willing to feel that's holding you back in your life. If you're willing to feel it and take the action anyway, you'll see a huge breakthrough in your life. I don't want to feel like I'm a criminal offering my services for so much money, right? I want you to feel like a criminal anyway, do it anyway, and then come to realize that it ain't true. Because that feeling will go away then. You know, just be willing to feel the feeling, though. A lot of people just keep avoiding feeling the feeling, then they don't take those actions, and then they never find that that's not true because they just stay with their old story. Got to be willing to feel all the different feelings, all the joy, all the sense of the icky stuff sometimes too. Be willing to feel it. Doesn't mean you have to hang on to it. Just the opposite. You're going to pass through it. But you got to be willing to feel the feelings that come up in taking the actions you know you need to take to rock your sacred purpose.
That was powerful. I can't write fast enough. I'm so glad this is recorded because I got pages of notes and I got to go back and listen. Those points you made to close were all so powerful, Daniel. And I'm so very grateful that you were willing to invest the time with me here at Spark to share those strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge to ignite a positive change in the lives of my listeners and of me. And so I want to remind you, I'm going to add some more notes, links into the show notes, to reach out to Daniel and just talk with him, ask him questions about what he does, how he does it. He's very open and easy to connect with based on my experience. So thank you so much. I wish you the best of success. And as I... So thank you so much, and I'm going to close the show now with the comment and the reminder that I always share from my heart, which is that there is a unique difference in the world that only you can make. And my work and my work for you is that you choose to create and enjoy amazing days as you continue to make a positive difference in the lives you touch as only you can. And to step bigger into that purpose of making the difference in the world. Until next time, please remember that and stay safe. Next week, my guest is Marianne Hess, and she's got a unique practice to share with you to gain confidence. And the show notes are up for that one, so I invite you to check that out. And again, thank you so much, Daniel. I hope you also create and enjoy an amazing rest of your day. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.